Okay, so we're going to start with Simon Kuf Tzadi Aleph. We have a couple of small points on Kuf Tzadi Aleph and Kuf Tzadi Beis, and then some bigger points on Kuf Tzadi Gimel. So Kuf Tzadi Aleph, the Ramah discusses the question of a shortened version of Birkas Hamazon. Is it okay? So just to remember the background for this question, it seems like Chazal were not makbid on a very specific lashon for Birkas Hamazon. The Gemara says, Binyamin Raya Karach Rifta V'amar Baruch Mari Dehai Pita. And the Gemara says, Yatza Yedei Bracha Rishona. So even though it's much shorter and doesn't contain the details of the first bracha of Birkas Hamazon Yer Yotzei, the truth is, we saw Machlokas Rishonim whether we paskin like Binyamin Raya. The Rush writes that we do. We paskin like Reb Meir, that the Nusach of the Bracha is not Ma'akev, and therefore we paskin like Binyamin Raya. The Rif did not quote the case of Binyamin Raya, and the Rivav on the side of the Rif explained that's because he's paskining like Reb Yossi, that if you're Mishan Minat Beya, Kavul Chachamim Brachas Lo Yatza, and that may also be the Psak of the Rambam, who also, though this isn't so clear, seems to pass them like Rabbi Yossi. Al Kopanim, the Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Yud, Paskins like Binyamin Raya. It says over there, Baruch Rachman Amalka Marid Haipita Yatza. And therefore, Yesh Ladun, if there's ever a situation where you could say an abridged version of Birkas Hamazon, if it's a Shas Adchak, our Simon talks about Poelim. The Poelim say two brachos as opposed to four. But we can't necessarily say that the Birkas Hamazon that was recited by Poelim could be said in any other context. First of all, according to Tosfos, it was an Akiras Davar Ben HaTorah, as Tosfos, as the Beis Yosef points out. But even Belav Hachli, even if you think it's not an Akiras Davar, like the Beis Yosef argues, since the specific minyan habrachos and nusach isn't deraisa, nevertheless, maybe it was only said by Poelim. And besides which, we saw in Simon Kuf Tzadi Aleph that that din doesn't even apply nowadays, even by Poelim. So the question is there any practical relevance? So the Beis Yosef, the Darkei Moshe over here quotes a very fascinating lashon of the Kolbo. Nusach Birkas Hamazon Katzar V'zeh Nuschal, and it has a very interesting Nusach Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Hazanes Olam Kulo Berov Gadlo Hamechin L'chol B'riyosav Ma'achalo V'Shulchano. It's not just a beautiful Nusach, but it even rhymes, and it takes all the brachos and is Makatzar, right? So that was the first bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Hazan Sakol, No Delakel Go Aleinu Hamadif Mituvo Aleinu Lo Chaser Klum Mimachaleinu Bris V'tor V'chaim U'mazon Baruch Atah Hashem Al Haaretz V'al Hamazon Rachim, etc. So that's this nusach. It's sort of interesting. Remember, we noted that whenever we have the me'ains in Chazal, there are always new things that aren't in the original, like Mizbachacha and Me'ain Shalosh, and we saw a similar thing in Me'ain Sheva. So in the Me'ain Birkas Hamazon of the Kolbo, he also has some new interesting things that aren't in the original. Rachem al am ani ve'avyon ha'nesunim lalag ulevizayon v'david abdecha meherat tamlich b'tzion v'tachin, etc., etc. Very interesting thing. So he does the same thing. Anyway, that's what the Kolbo recommended. So the Darkei Moshe over here gets all upset. Lo yadati mi tikna. Whoever heard of such a thing? And when are you supposed to say it? And I never found it anywhere else. And how could this be? Don't we paskin hamishanim atbeya shetavu chachamim lo yatzi yidei chavaso? And he says, well, even the Kolbo didn't say it. Latzesbo, the Kolbo only said it like a tefila katsara. If a person couldn't bench the whole benching, so they could say this. And then if they find themselves in a situation where they're later able to bench, then they would say the whole Birkas Hamazon. Similar to, if you remember what we suggested to explain with Moshe Shita, that if you don't have a bencher, you could say Bari Nefashos, and then if you, and we asked, what do you mean? It's clear you're not yotze that way. So we suggested it means, and then if you later got a bencher, you'd have to say it. It's not that you're yotze. It's just, this is what you should say if you can't do anything else, but not to fulfill your mitzvah. So that's how the Ramah explains the kolbo. L'maisa, the Ramah does not bring down this kolbo in the Shulchan Aruch, only in the Darkei Moshe, and presumably because he doesn't really think it's correct. Perhaps we could be miyashiv the kolbo and say that why should this be different than Binyamin Raya? In other words, even if we paskin the kol mishana lo yatz, at the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Binyamin Raya. The difference here, you know, this is a lot closer. The kolbo's nusach is a lot closer than Baruch Rachman and Mari Dehai Pita. So if the Ramah's okay with Baruch Rachman and Mari Dehai Pita, why does he object so strenuously to the kolbo? So I thought perhaps the answer is that the Ramah's objection is how could the kolbo be misaken? This is lashon at the beginning of lo yadati mi tiknuha. In other words, it's one thing that if a person doesn't know the exact nusach and he makes up his own words, he would be yotze, like Binyamin Raya. But the kolbo didn't just say, oh, you know, once I was in a pickle and I didn't have time to bench, so I said this thing. It's a whole nusach with rhyming and everything. And we don't have a right to go ahead and make up a new nusach of Birkas HaMazon. A different version of Birkas HaMazon. That's not what Binyamin Raya was doing. What Binyamin Raya is doing was when he was stuck, and that's why the Ramah rejects this kolbo. Now, this could explain what we find in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, because the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Simen Kuf Pei Zayin, writes, B'shas HaTchak, you should say all four brachos, but you could be medaling on words that aren't part of the Iker Bracha. And he quotes this. He writes, Uvirkas hazana filu amar baruch rachmana malka maridai pita baruch rachmana dezan kula yatza. And therefore he says, v'chein b'shas hadchak shehu nechbaz v'lo yuchal baruch b'kavana im yitztarech levarech bracha aruka ketikuna yachal akatzer ledaleg b'virkas haaretz uvoni Yerushalayim. Certainly in the bracha revius, which he says is enu el minag. You see, by the way, what do you mean it's a minag? Isn't it a takana to say it? It's a dindirabanan, yeah, but it's not a minag. See, Luchawa, he also holds that it's not actually a takana as part of benching, but it's a minag, say, after benching. We already saw that was a machlokas rishonim. Anyway, so does the Shulchan Aruch HaRav here mean to paskin like the kolbo against the Ramah? So the answer is no, I don't think. Maybe he agrees with the Ramah and disagrees with the kolbo. He's just saying that, look, if you're in a pinch, you could take out some of the words that aren't makim. That's different than what the kolbo did when he made up his own nusach. And you see a similar thing in the Magen Avraham's Hakdama to Simen Kuf Tzadi Beis, where he also has a Lashon Katzer that's Kolo Arba Brachos. But again, maybe it's not like this kolbo where the kolbo sort of made up a new version of benching. And that's what the Ramah finds particularly problematic. One other small ha'ara here that's interesting, the Magen Avraham points out that why is it that they needed to make this nusach hakatzer for poelim? Why didn't they just say, go back to work and bench while you're working? So you see from here, Aser lasos melacha ba'odo mevarech, because otherwise we could have just said the poelim should bench while they work. And he writes, El alkarchach demutav ledaleg bebracha milasos melacha ba'odo mevarech. So you see that it's better not to say it than to say it while doing other things. Venerali, dafilu tashmishkal aser lasos. In other words, it's not just the type of thing that, you know, poelim, maybe the poelim are reaping or harvesting or doing some type of very strenuous work. When the Shulchan Aruch says, Asur l'asos melacha ba'odo mevarech, And we learn that from Polim. It means any type of melacha, so even melacha kal. In other words, I think the point is that even though you could theoretically do this, it's better not to make a bracha than make the bracha in a bad way. That's basically what the Takana of Polim is teaching us. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, so just one point, and I'll take your question, Adam, that this is lav dafka birkas hamazon, but likewise tefillah or any other bracha that you can't, you shouldn't be doing other things. And what the Taz points out here, and the Mishnah Berurah cites this as well, is that there's really two inyanim here. Number one is the obvious point, which is if I'm doing something else while I'm benching or while I'm making a bracha or while I'm doing some mitzvah, I won't be able to be mechabim. But then he writes, even if theoretically you could, you know, we can, while we're driving, we could talk and we have conversations, we even listen to shiurim. So even if so, it shows that Birkas HaMazon is just Atzad HaMikra V'HaHizdamein. And that's Bechlal, what it says in the Torah, V'lotelchu Imi Bekeri. What does that mean? Shiolo Yu HaMitzvos Etzleinu Al Hatzad HaMikra V'HaHizdamnos Be'alma. So what does that mean? It means that when you're doing a mitzvah while you're doing something else, that's like outside hazdamnus, right? It's like listen to the shir while you're driving. Oh, once I'm driving anyway, I may as well also listen to a shir. So that's fine. I'm listening to a shir. It's fine. It's, you know, better than nothing. But when you do mitzvahs that way, so you're showing an attitude towards mitzvos, which is very problematic. Now, the question is, how far does this go? So the Prima Gadim says that even a Taz would agree that if the second mitzvah is a mitzvah varas, and you could do both mitzvos simultaneously, it's better to do the mitzvah simultaneously. It's just that if it's not a mitzvah varas, if you're able to do them one after the other, that's the way you should do. Others, like the Shevet HaLevi quoted in Dirshu note 12, disagree. They say, you know, the Ritva says in Sukkah, we just referred to this Ritva actually, I think, in a different context, that when you're Oseg B'mitzvah, you're the second mitzvah is Kirishus. And therefore, since I'm Oseg in one mitzvah, I'm Patur in the other mitzvah, I shouldn't start trying to do it, even if I can do it. Yeah, Adam, you had a question?
Why don't we say that the reason they didn't do it while they're working is because they didn't work well? Part of that was,
you could have said that. That's the chiddush of the Magen Avraham. In other words,
or you could say that the people are saying the bracha while working.
But then that's the point. Then the Shulchan Aruch, the diak is, then the Shulchan Aruch didn't need to say that. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. If all this was, if the whole idea that it is that you're not going to be able to work properly, or you're not going to be able to say the bracha. So if it was impossible, there's no chiddush. The chiddush must be, the chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch is that even though you could do both, you still shouldn't. And that's for both reasons that we said. Number one is because l'maisa you won't have so much kavana when you're doing something else. And number two is that it shows a certain attitude towards mitzvos, that they're al derech ha-mikra and the like.
But they can't be also because you're stealing from your boss if you're not working well by saying bracha.
You could say that, but again, then there's no chiddush.
That's not
it? The Shulchan Aruch didn't need to tell you that. So the part of the chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch here is that, in other words, again, the point the Shulchan Aruch is saying is like this. Chazal could have said, you just bench while work, right? In other words, if they're so worried about stealing from the Baal Bayis, so they could have said, bench all four brachos while working. The Baal Bayis would have been happier there. You don't even miss anything. Or they could have said, yeah, but on the other hand, you don't have to break at all. Or they could have said, so bench two brachos sitting and the latter two the other way. But they didn't. Now, you're correct, Adam. That is the diuk 100% machrach? No. But that's the diuk. That's the diuk. Okay. So turning now to Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis. And this comes up a number of times. Maybe we'll get back to it a little bit. But things like saying Tfil Sadarach while driving or the like. Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis. So here we have the Nusach of the Ziman. And just mention a couple of small haros. So the first, the Beis Yosef discusses the question of whether you should say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, meaning to say after the Ziman, Baruch Shechanu Saltu V'Olcheinu, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, and then begin. So first of all, I thought the Torah and the Beis Yosef discussed the general thing. First, maybe we talk a little bit about the Nusach of Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo in general, and then we would talk about the application here, because it's a very interesting question. Where does the concept of Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo come in? Let's say the way people say it after a bracha. Somebody says Baruch Atah Hashem, and the Kal says Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Adam's here, so he would know that Moroccans in particular are makbid about this. Even when you're Yotzei, the Moroccans were makbid about this. They're still, right? At your chasana, did you say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo? What, you follow Rav Avadia? There was once there was a grandson of the Baba Sali who was getting married, and I think Rav Avadia was the Masader Kiddushin. So he told him you shouldn't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo because the Masader is being motzi. And the Baba Sali said, if he doesn't say Baruch Shemo, I'm leaving. So back to here. So where does this idea come from? It doesn't say it anywhere in Shas. Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. So the Makor L'chor is from a Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamed Zayin Bet Aleph. It says over there, Amar L'moshel Yisrael, V'shash Ani Mazkir Shemo Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, Atem Havu Godel Elokeinu, like we saw at the beginning of the seventh parak of Brachos, the Pasuk of Kishem Hashem Hekra, Havu Godel Elokeinu. So the tour in Or HaChaim Siman Kuf Chaf Dalet quotes from the Tshuvas HaRosh, Shamati me Abba Mari, Shehaya Omer al Kol Bracho, Bracha Shehaya Shomea, Bechomakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo. Bezeu Shamar Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav HaShalom, Kishem HaShem Ekra, Avu Godal Elokeinu. Vot, Afilu Kishem Azkir and Tzadik, Vasar Vedam, Tzarech Levarcho, Shenem Arzecher Tzadik Levracha. That's what the Torah writes. He says, so look, you know, even, first of all, we have this idea of Kishem HaShem Ekra, like I said, but even more, even when you mention a tzaddik, you're supposed to zeicher tzaddik lebracha. So certainly when we say the Shem Hashem. Now, the truth is, what's interesting is that the way it's quoted here by the Torah, it sounds like it's lav dafka in the context of a bracha, because we have the Kal Vachomer from zeicher tzaddik lebracha. Sounds like anytime you say the Shem Hashem, you should say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. You hear someone say the shame. However, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Chav Dalet Sif Hei makes it clear that this is when you hear a bracha. When you hear someone say a bracha and you hear them say Hashem Hashem, then you should say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. If you look at the Sefer Charedim, he quotes the Rosh and he says, even not a bracha, like the simple reading of the way it's cited by the Torah. Is there any earlier source than the Rosh to Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo? So the only earlier source I could find, maybe there's something else, slightly earlier than the Rosh, is the Rokeach. The Rokeach quotes it as well. Though for him, it's Lav Dafka Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, which you should say something. It says, the Omer Kishachaz and Omer Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Elokeach Hoseinu Umaschil HaTfila HaKal Onem Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Or Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Soli Olam Va'ed, or Yehi Shem Hashem Mevarach Me'atah Biyad Olam. They should say something. Could be Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. It doesn't have to be that. It also sounds like they didn't say it after Baruch Atah Hashem. But when would they say it? After Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Elokeav Oseinu. He also doesn't say he say it by every bracha, maybe just at the beginning of Shemona Esrei. Anyway, but That's the Rokach. So it's a little earlier than the Rush. We already have this idea a little bit. Now, we, as I said, we follow the Shulchan Aruch. We're only knowing to do this by bracha. And presumably, why would you only do it by bracha? Because there's more chashivas to the tzura of to the Shem Hashem in the bracha. Just like we find it's in a, there's a concept of bracha Shem Tzricha, and it resembles a shavua and the like. There is one other place, though, that we do say it, or many people say it, that's not in the context of a bracha, and that's by Birkas Kohanim. So there's actually, it's on the Shuvas Dvar Shmuel, Simon Kuf Tzadi Hei. He quotes three different minhagim about how to say it by Birkas Kohanim. He says, in some shuls, they say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo after the shat says Hashem. So, right, we just had it, Hashem, and then the Kohen would say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. And in other shuls, he says after the Kohanim say it. And then, which is, I think, our minhag. I never say it, I'm the Kohen, but I assume, right, that's when people say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo after the Kohanim do it. And then he says that some have the minhag that they say both, after the Chazan says Hashem and after the Kohanim says it. The Dvar Shmuel himself says he thinks you shouldn't say it at all, only by a bracha, like the Mechaber says. But I think our minhag is to say it after the Kohanim say it. I think that's also what the Pri Chadash says in Simen Kuf Chaf Dalet Sif Hei. And the pshat is, I think, like we said, that it is dafka. We usually only say it by a bracha, but this is, this is a bracha as well. But the point is that there's chashivas here to the Shem Hashem as well, because this, in the Mikdash, that's when they would actually say the Shem Hashem. They would pronounce the Shem Hashem kiksivaso, right? And everybody would bow during the Avodah of Yom Kippur when the Kohanim was saying the Shem Hashem. So that's why there they would say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Ol Yolam Vaed. Again, Shem Hashem Ekra V'Vod Elokeinu. So that's why Dafkatz, it makes sense that the only other place that some have the minhag to say it besides during a bracha would be during Birkas Kohanim. Now, the Gra would not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo during Chazar Shashatz. And the reason, as recorded in Maisa Rav, Simon Mem Gimel, is because he was afraid that the shots wouldn't wait. In other words, if you start Baruch Ata Hashem, if I start saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, he said, I'm going to miss when he says Rofe Chole Amo Yisrael. And obviously, it's much more important to hear the whole bracha and be able to say Amen properly after hearing the bracha than to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Now, from that, it sort of sounds like, well, if the Chazan waited for everybody to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, then he would. But in the Tosafos to Maisa Rav, they quote something else. It says, Vani Shamati B'Shem Hagra, that Anias Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo is a hefsek. Why? Because the Anias Amen is chozer on the whole bracha metchila v'ad sofa. And therefore, you shouldn't be mafsik. Just like we assume that you shouldn't say bracha baruch shemo if you're planning to be yotzei the bracha, not like the Moroccans, because it's a hefsek. So even if you're not planning to be yotzei the bracha, like Chazar Sashat, still there's a hefsek. Amen is going back on the whole bracha. Some say this is only true for Chazar Sashat. Now, perhaps it's always true. Now, there's a third reason why not to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, and this is quoted in the Nefesh HaRav, page Kuf Chav Zayin, that Rav Soloveitchik held you shouldn't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo for a theological reason, not the halachic reasons of the Gra, but a theological reason. What's the reason? Because it says in Nefesh Chaim Shar Dalet, Shar Beis Parak Dalet, that when we're Mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not being mishabeach him, or mishabeach midosav, right? Velo atzmuso, but b'mesh anu mekadshe l'shmo hakavana b'zeh, ki l'shabeach es maisa, the oath in his galuso eleinu. And he suggests that's why when we say halleluhu, right? So we don't say hallel. It says hallelujah, shem Hashem. Yehi shem Hashem yivarach me'ata v'ad olam. We're being mishabeach shem Hashem. What shem Hashem? Shem Hashem is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mizgala, the way we relate to him, not the way that he is. Because all the shvachim and kedushos are all klape shmo yisbarach. That's what the Nefesh Chaim says. So therefore, he said the Rav, so it's inappropriate to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, because then it's clear, even if you were to say Baruch Hu, so we would say, okay, even though you didn't say Baruch Shemo, but you meant Baruch Shemo. But when you say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, so what are you implying? You're implying that you're not just being Mevarech Shemo, the way in which he manifests himself, but him. And that's inappropriate. So therefore, the Rav objected to it. Now, you know, it's a little funny because it's the Rosh, Shulchan Aruch, but on the other hand, it's not in Shas. And we don't find other Rishonim who have this idea. And therefore, the Rav would not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo at all. Now, going back to benching, so the Tur quotes that after the Mizamein, you should say, after Uvutol Chayinu, you should be Messiah Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. So again, this is not in Shas, it's not in the Rambam. And that's why the Darkei Moshe asks, why in the world do we say it? And it's not a bracha either. So why would you say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo? Now, there's all the cases of Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. We understand why you say it. Here, you didn't even say the Shem Hashem necessarily. Though, if there's a minion, you said Elokeinu. So why over here would you say Baruch Hu Shemo of all places? So there's two reasons given on the page of the Tur. The Darkei Moshe himself suggests that it's Kedei Lahavdil Bein HaZimun L'Tchilas HaBracha. Now, there's, this shows the end of the Zimun, the beginning of the Bracha. Meir HaTesi, you need to be Mavdil, but...
The Darkei Moshe, wouldn't have expected the answer.
What do you mean?
Ashkenazim and Ramah, looking at that as one, the Zimun and the Bracha Rishona are ideally really a handshake.
Okay, I hear. I mean, we're choshers without opinion. It's Machlokes and Gemara. But you're saying, yeah, in light of the fact that the Rambah holds that the Birkas Zimun is kolo, the first Bracha, there should be less B'ni. But in the end of the day, it is a separate Bracha. So, but you're right. And that's, the Rambah isn't, says this to defend the practice. I don't think he thinks it's so compelling. The other reason given by the Prisha is that to be Mosif on the Shavach of the Onim. In other words, they said Baruch Shachanu Shalom Tzvachayinu. So the Mizamin is repeating. So he doesn't want to just repeat what they said, Baruch Shachanu Shalom Tzvachayinu. So instead, he adds, he says, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. The difficulty is that we don't usually have that. For example, by Baruch Hu, we assume that the Chazan repeats, right? The Kal says, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hu Olam Ba'ed. The Chazan repeats, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hu Olam Ba'ed. If you like the Prisha, there's also the Maral, then you should say, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hu Olam Ba'ed, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, and then start the Bracha. Or for that matter, if you like the Ramah, maybe you should do that as well, to be Mavsik. So it's not so clear. Sfaradim don't do this, if I'm not mistaken, right? You don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo? Moroccans do.
Moroccans do,
everybody else doesn't.
Yeah.
Right. Moroccans say they just love Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. So many Ashkenazim don't say it.
Where are you saying in general?
Here, at benching. So they say it here?
No.
Nobody says it here. Yeah, oh, that's what I thought. Nobody says it here. Sardim don't say it. Some Ashkenazim do, some Ashkenazim don't. The Bach has another shita that you should say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo Dafka when there's a minion, because since you said Shem Hashem, fine. So that's another, I guess, related point to the Nusach of Zimun. The Magen Avraham quotes from the Zohar that you should be makdim before the actual benching, which is Nevarech Shachan Shalom, before the actual Zimun, you should be makdim with a Hakdama, like Rabbi Simer Valen Benchin, or Havlan Venivrech, or the like. Why? Because Kol Davar Shebekdusha Tzarchas Mana Bepeh Over Lasiaso. to be mamshech the kedusha. That's what the Magen Avraham says over here, Siman Kuf Tzadi Beis. So even though, again, the Zimun only starts with Nevarech Shechan Mishalo, you're makdim with this Tosafes of Havlan B'Nivrech. It's a Hazmana. Now, you could ask, but one second, we don't usually for mitzvos have a Hazmana B'Peh. How could the Zohar say that Kol Mili Dikdusha by Hazmana? We don't usually have a Hazmana B'Peh. But the answer is, like the Note of Yudah points out, that usually the bracha is that. The bracha serves that purpose, the hazman v'peh before the mitzvah. But here, where the mitzvah itself is the bracha, berkas hamazon and berkas haziman, so memela you need a hazmana for the mitzvah. Right? So, well, let's see. Let's think about it. You have for Birkas Kriya Shema, you have Birkas Kriya Shema, right? So again, how far back do you go? So some people talk, say Vilshem Yichud before Pesach and Zimra. Right? So the Note of Yehuda made that point. I think Note of Yehuda said that when you have he wouldn't say Hinni Mezuman when there was a bracha anyway, because he felt that the lashon of Chazal is the best way to be mamshach kedusha, but he would say hinami muchon mezuman when a mitzvah did not have a bracha. That's what he says. Not getting into the other issues that he has over there with l'shem yichud. Okay, so that's the idea. That's the idea of havlan v'nivrech or the like. The Shla says you should say Amen after the Zimun. Why? Because it's a bracha, as we saw. Even though it doesn't have the standard lashon of bracha, it's clear from the Gemara that it was a bracha. If you remember, the Ravid actually proved from here that you see that it's Shaycha bracha without the Shem Hashem, because it's called Birkas HaZimun. And even though other Rishonim disagree with the Ravid said that even by, let's say, Birkas HaRi'iyah, we do say Birkas HaRi'iyah with a Shem, but the idea that it's a bracha is pretty clear from the Gemara. However, the Levush writes, you don't need to say Amen. Why? I'm not sure. Maybe we only say Amen when a bracha has a shame. Okay. Turning now to Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel. So Kuf Tzadi Gimel, we get back to many of the sugyas that we already discussed Barichos when we learned the seventh parak. And I think now we have a much better appreciation of many of these things. So Sif Aleph brings us back to a topic that we discussed when we did the seventh parak, and we already discussed it in the Shulchan Aruch on Siman Kuf Pehei, but I want to come back to it once again because of what is Nischadesh over here. So we already saw in Siman Kuf Pehei, Shulchan Aruch writes, Birkas HaMazon Nema B'cholashon. We saw that the Magen Avraham is bothered. What's the Chiddush here? What's so special? Everything is. And we thought that the Magen Avraham says maybe it relates to our Siman. Because over here, in Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Im Mevin Lashon HaKodesh, El She'eno Yodeh Levarech, then you could be Yotzei when somebody else makes the Bracha, though. Sarach L'chavin Mila B'mila. But you can't be Yotzei, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, from somebody else making a bracha if you don't understand the words. Now, that's a psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Again, it's a machlokas Rishonim, but that's the way the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. You can't be Yotzei through Shomek Ona unless you understand the words that are being said. So I think there are three questions that we need to discuss on this sif. Number one is, what about... So the first question is this discussion, and we'll go through each one. Are you Yotzei through Shomei Ka'one if you don't understand, right? Mekitzer, we know that is Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi says you're Yotzei, Tosas Mem Hema Beis is Mesupet, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you're not Yotzei. But the Magen Avraham over here says that we're noeg like Rashi, same with the Mishnah Berurah, Meisim B'chol Yom, people hear Kiddush, even though they don't understand it. Question number two is Imtim Salomar that we paskin like the Rishonim that you're not yotze when you don't understand? Are you yotze if you daven in Lashon HaKodesh when you don't understand? In other words, is this just a din in Shomei Ka'ona? You're not yotze with Shomei Ka'ona if you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh? But if you say it yourself, even though you don't understand a word that you're saying, you're yotze? Or no, maybe this is a rule all the time. And this too is a machlokas. The Pashto says you are yotze, but the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, no, you're not yotze according to this view. And finally, question number three we'll consider is, imtim tzolomer that you are yotze if you don't understand, is it better to daven in a lashon that you understand, or is it better to daven in Lashon HaKodesh? And again, here we already discussed this briefly, but bekitzer, the Bir Halacha concludes that assuming you're mechavan l'shem shemayim, it's better to daven in the language you understand than to daven in Lashon HaKodesh. So now let's go back through all three questions. So in terms of the first question, so the Shulchan Aruch, like we said, paskins, and mevin Lashon HaKodesh, el sheinu yodei levarach, that's when you're going to be yotze through somebody else's benching. We saw that the Bir Halacha over here quotes a very fascinating idea, that according to some achronim, this is true only when it's regular Shomei Koda. But when there's a Zimun, which is a bracha mitzurefes, then just like you don't need to understand the words when you're saying it yourself, you don't need to understand the words when you're being yotze through the Zimun, which is a very important lamdish of Vart. Now, all that's within the Shulchan Aruch. But as we said, that Rashi disagrees, and it's not just Rashi, it's Rashi, it's the Rimi Korvil, it's Rabbeinu Yerucham, it's the Kolbo. They all disagree with the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch. They all say that it's better that you are yotze with Shomei Ka'ona, even if you don't understand, and that's the Minhag. But obviously one shouldn't rely on that L'chatchila. So it's not so relevant for Birkas HaMazon anymore, because Birkas HaMazon, as we've discussed, everybody benches on their own, but it is relevant for Kiddush. If you look at the Magen Avraham over here, he's actually concerned with tuch shashos when you're yotze for Kiddush. There's two things he's worried about. Number one is if the listeners don't understand the words, so then they're not yotze according to the Shulchan Aruch. And he says, moreover, we should be concerned that they're not going to be mechavin mila b'mila, because that's very difficult. He even says it's yefshar. So he says, what should you do? You should tell everybody to say Kiddush along with you quietly. Unbelievable. Tov, this Mishnah, Magen Avraham, Simen Kuf Tzadi Gimel Sif Katan Beis. Tov, Shiyomru, Mila b'mila, Ema Mekadesh v'amivarech. D'yefshar l'chavim v'lishmawa. Again, yefshar is an exaggeration, I assume, but it's difficult, right? So even if you understand Lashon HaKodesh, you should say it along word for word. Now, there's a big problem with this, which is, how could you say it along word for word? One second, you don't have a cup, right? The Mekadesh is holding the cup. Everybody else is being yotzei. So how could they say Kiddush? So maybe we're talking about a case where everybody has a cup. Is that what he means? That's a big Kiddush. That's a no kimta, didn't say that. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, and this is quoted in the Bir Halacha Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. It's a very famous tshuva. It's a Madura Kama Siman Zayin. We actually refer to this tshuva on several occasions in different contexts. But Rabbi Kiva Eger, Toch Dvarav, says an amazing thing. He says that the pshat is that in a chanami, when we do this, when the Magen Avraham suggested doing this, you're not yotze Kiddush Al Yayin. But still, at least you'll know you'll be yotze, the mitzvah d'orais of Kiddush. Alternatively, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, we're talking about a case of domeres and mekadesh nusach and tzayus habracha of al psich v'chasima yotze b'shmia d'me'at hazeh hi mevina b'lashon HaKodesh. So you're quiet for the beginning, the psicha. You're quiet for the chasima, which is really the ma'akev parts of Kiddush. And what is she saying along quietly? The middle part. Why? Because maybe she doesn't understand the middle part. And moreover, it's easy to space out. But the beginning and the end, she says, she's yotze through Shemar Ki'ona. We pointed out from here, you see, that Rabbi Kiva Eger holds that Shomei Ka'ona works partially. meaning to say you could have half the bracha by Shomer, you could be able to have the bracha through Shomer Kohanah, and half the bracha by actually saying it. We pointed out that the Mishnah Berurah quotes as Rik Veger and seems to accept it, though the Chazon Ish disagrees. Anyhow, so this Magen Avraham is absolutely wild, right? That everybody, or certainly the women, should say Kiddush along with the Mekadesh. L'chora, I would add, just to be miyashiv our practice, that if you were to understand the words that are ma'akev, even if you don't understand all the words in the middle, maybe that would also be enough. We pointed out when we first saw this that the Shevet HaLevi, I think, writes that in his family, everybody makes Kiddush. I don't know about the women, but the reason is because of this concern. I think everybody in Shevet HaLevi's household understands the words of Kiddush, but he's worried that people will not be mechaven milo b'milo, like the Magen Avraham is concerned about as well. Now, the next question we need to figure out is, right, question two, is whether this is only a din in Shomei Kohanah, like we've been assuming until now, or maybe no, maybe you're never yotzei a bracha in Lashna Kodesh if you don't understand Lashna Kodesh. So if you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Simen Kuf Pei Hei Sif Alf, that's Taka, what he says. He writes, V'lachein ha-nashim v'amei arat, she'enem evinim Lashna Kodesh, chayavin levarech berkas amazin b'lashin shemevinim. Velo belashna kodesh v'chein enim yotzin b'shmiya me'amivarech belashna kodesh b'ziman el yivarech la'atzman belashin shemivina. It sounds a little bit like he thinks that according to this first opinion, the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, you're not yotzin, you don't understand at all. And he quotes Yeshomim, he quotes Rashi, that says you're yotzin, but if you don't understand, and he concludes, afal pi shevarei la'ach miksar rishona, maybe we really pass like the Sebastra, but it sounds a little bit from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that he held that you're not yotzi at all if you don't understand the words. If you look at the Lashon of the Rush, it's Mikan Rotzen Lios Lavi Raya De'ishi Yotzeis B'Rikas HaMazon B'Shmiya Afal B'Shena Mevina Lashon HaKodesh Ve'en Etzricha Levarech B'Lashon Shi Mekira. Fine. Sounds a little bit like, again, a little bit like the Alter Rebbe. So let's just summarize. So then we have, it turns out, four deos, right? According to the most extreme version, you're not yotzei at all if you don't understand whether you say it or you're yotzei with Shomei Kohanah. According to the second opinion, you're yotzei if you say it yourself, but not through Shomei Kohanah. According to the next opinion, you're yotzei if you're the mevarech and you hear it from the mezamein, but not if you heard somebody who isn't the mezamein. And then we have the other possibility, which is to distinguish between yourself and others. So what do we do practically? In other words, practically speaking, let's say you don't yourself understand Lashna Kodesh. Which way is it better? Is it better to say yourself in English or to be yotzei? So here we saw the Bi'ar Lacha Simen Kuf Aleph, who quotes the Magen Avraham, who quotes the Sefer Chasidim, that says, Motel Espalal, B'Lashon Shemevin, Imenu Yachol, Lahavin Lashna Kodesh. So that being the case, that's l'chora, what someone should do if they don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. However, as we mentioned last time, when we discussed this on a practical level, Baruch Hashem, nowadays we have these types of good siddurim and the like that allow you to say it in Lashon HaKodesh and also see the words, what they mean in English as you go along. And the reason why it's really much better to say in Lashon HaKodesh if you're able to is like the Bi'ur Halacha says over there, there's tremendous kulos to using the Lashon of the Ajik Nes HaGdola, that they were merames to all sorts of elevated and lofty things, and that's the preferable way to do it. So then the Beis Yosef and Shulchan Aruch here has the story of them that happened at the Reish Galusa. We already discussed this a little bit in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, but I want to be Mosif a little bit. So the story goes like this, right? Amar Rava ki achlinan rifta be Reish Galusa, mevarchinan tlasa tlasa. So every three, even though there were a whole bunch of people together, there was even more than a minyan, but people would bench three at a time. The livruchu asara asara, why didn't they do 10 at a time? Every table should make their own ziman, because shama reish gelusa ve'ikbit. Ah, the reish gelusa will hear, and it'll be makbit. That's so rude, people like making a benching so loudly so they could, all 10 of them could hear. That would be offensive. The nifku bevirchasa de resh gelusa. So why don't we just be yotze with the resh gelusa's bracha? Aydi de afshi kala kule alma lo shamu. Now it's going to be very loud if everybody is, and therefore they're not going to be yotze. So the question here is, well, there's a bunch of questions, I guess, we need to ask. First question, the Rashba asks, how is it mutter to be mechalik? Right. After all, we know that once you eat together, you can't be mechalik. It's the first Mishnah in our parak. So what's going on here? So says the Rashba, an unbelievable chiddush. Says the Rashba. Well, he actually has two answers. First chiddush is that the zimun of the Reish Gelusa, they couldn't hear. So this is better. And the second possibility, which is more relevant to us, is even if, you know, the first answer is the Reish Gelusa wouldn't even allow them to bench on their own, right? Okay, so you have no choice. Second answer is even if the Reish Gelusa would allow them to bench on their own, right? So they could have, but still he would be makbid. It would have been offensive. And Gadol Kavod HaBrios to be docha lo sase de rabbanan, right? Parenthetically, right, we already saw from here the Prima Gadim is Bedaik, that you see that the Rashba must hold Zimun is Derabanan, and the Chazanish says, no, it just means Zimun of Asara is Derabanan, but Zimun of Gimel would be Deraisa, one way or the other. So that's what the Rashba says. And the Magen Avraham over here quotes the Rashba. So what are the things we need to figure out about this story? Number one is, what couldn't they hear, right? Number two, in other words, when the Reish Gelusa was leading the Zimun, what words couldn't they hear? Could they not hear all of benching? Could they not hear the Zimun? Question number two is the gedder of this heter. In other words, are there other places where you're allowed to break up into smaller groups or maybe even bench on your own? And finally, question number three is this only mutter because they're breaking up into groups of three, or is it even possible that it's mutter to bench on your own? So let's start with the first one. So what exactly do you have to hear? So if you look at the Rosh Shimon Chav Zayin in the tour, they disagree about the question of what, or not they, they agree, but they discuss the question of what exactly they couldn't hear. So sounds like that they couldn't hear the Birkas HaMazon from the Reish Gelusa. That's what it sounds like from the Rosh and the Tur. In other words, the Reish Gelusa was leading the Zimun, and as such, he was saying the benching out loud, and they couldn't hear when the Reish Gelusa was benching. That's what it sounds like from the Rosh and from the Tur. So the Beis Yosef says, no, that's impossible, because we already explained that you don't have to be yotze with the Birkas HaMazon of the Mezamein. Everybody says their own benching. And therefore, it must be that they couldn't even hear the Zimun. They couldn't hear Nevarech Shechanu Mishalo of the Reish Gelusa. But it doesn't matter that they wouldn't be able to hear his Birkas HaMazon, because anyway, you don't have to hear the Birkas HaMazon. And even though that's a shtickle doichak in the Lashon of the Gemara, because the Lashon is v'nifku b'virchasa d'reish gelusa, but it means not Birkas HaMazon, like the Torah said, but rather Birkas HaZimon. That's the view of the Beis Yosef Lashitaso, because as we saw already, he holds that each of the individual people bench. So one may, you never need to hear the bracha of the mezamein. But the Derech Moshe disagrees. He says, that's very daichak. It sounds like from here that you have to be able to hear the bracha of the mezamein and answer amen. And the reason why they had to break up into small groups is because they wouldn't be able to hear the bracha of the mezamein. That's what the Darkei Moshe writes over here. Sif Katan Gimel, Tzarech Lishmoa, Kol HaBrachos Mepi HaMevarech V'Lahanois, Amen. Wow. Now, what do you actually have to hear for the Rama? That's not so clear. Do you have to hear the whole bracha, or maybe you just have to hear the end of the bracha in order to say Amen? On the one hand, it sounds a little bit like you have to hear the whole bracha because it says, Tzarech Lishmoa Kol HaBrachos Mepi HaMevarech V'Lahanois Amen. That was the Lashon of the Raman de Darkei Moshe. On the other hand, we saw some in Kuf Pei Gimel that it sounds like you just need to hear Amen at the end. Now, what's interesting is that even though the Darkei Moshe over here, meaning Kuf Tzadi Gimel, writes that from the Lashon of the Nifku Bevirchus of the Reish Galusa, that you have to be Yotze and hear his Bracha Mamish, but there's a Yesh Omrim, right? Well, first of all, we saw that some understand, right? We did this in Kuf Pei Gimel, you have to understand that literally. Right, the Maharam said that you shouldn't be Mevarech Belachash at all. So, but according to the Darkei Moshe, at the very least, you have to be able to say Amen. And yet, the Darkei Moshe himself seems to have been Choser. Why? Because in Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't write this. He doesn't disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. And the end of Simon Kuf Tzadi Hei sounds like he's Moda. Kuf Tzadi Hei Sif Gimel, it says, Kol Hecha, so the Magen Avraham over here asks, there's a stira, why did Rama change his mind? And Magen Avraham thinks, I think what he said in Darkei Moshe makes a lot more sense than what he said in the Shulchan Aruch. So Bekitzer, what do we have here? So some Rishonim hold, they have to, l'chatchila at least, biyotze the whole Birkas HaMazon from the Mizamin. According to the Darkei Moshe, the Bach, the Magen Avraham, you could be medayik from the Gemara that at the very least you hear the brachos of Birkas HaMazon from the Mevarich, even if you're saying them along by yourself, quietly. Right? That's what the Darkei Moshe holds. You should say it along with him quietly. And the Beis Yosef Lishitaso sounds like you don't have to hear anything at all. The Chazon Ish has an interesting... So and then we saw that the Magen Avraham writes, and this is from the Tashbetz, that at the very least, even if you hold like the Beis Yosef, you don't have to hear it, that's the second and third bracha. But the first bracha, you would have to hear. Again, it's not the Beis Yosef himself, because the Beis Yosef paskins that Birkas HaZimun is just the Zimun. But if you hold like the Rama, that Birkas HaZimun is called the first bracha, then if you hold like the Beis Yosef shot, you at the very least have to hear the whole first bracha. That was what the Mishneh Berurah writes, Bedas. You know, if you were to paskin like the Beis Yosef for Ashkenazim, that's what you'd have to hear. You'd have to hear the whole first bracha. The Chazon Ish, Lamed Aleph Beis, says that's only, and is based off the Torah Siman Reish of Beis, that's only when they're not Mevarech B'Shem, because then they haven't heard the Shem at all. But if they're Mevarech B'Shem, then you just have to hear only the actual Zimun. And that's very relevant, because usually, when is this most relevant? When can't you hear? In a big place, right? Where there's a lot of people, that's when you can't hear the Nezamein. Well, usually then there's a minion. So yeah, at least you have the Chazon Ish, right? Yeah, that's the only time you need to hear the first bracha of Birkas HaMazon is when you're only benching Bishlosha. But when you're benching Basara, since you have the Shem anyway, so you don't need to. Okay. Lamed Aleph Os Beis, based off of the Torah, Simon Reish Os Beis. So how do we paskin? Ideally, you should really make sure to say amen to all the brachos, all four brachos. Ideally, you should really hear the mezamein say all four brachos out loud and read along quietly. Fine. Parenthetically, so the idea of kol ram, so what's the din by a microphone? Right, the Shulchan Aruch says you have to find somebody loud. What about a microphone? Could you be benched on a microphone? So Rav Yashav is quoted as saying in footnote 17 that you can't. Since the halacha is you have to hear the mezamein, so you have to hear his true voice. A microphone isn't his voice. A microphone is a recreation of his voice. It took his voice, it turned it into electrical current, recreated into something that sounds very much like him and broadcasts that. So Rav Yashav says that's not good. You can't use a microphone. But the Shevet HaLevi is Mako. Why? Because the whole idea of Zimun comes from Kshem Hashem Ekrav Guda Lukeinu, that one person is calling everybody else to be joining him in benching. And therefore, that's what you're doing, even if it's with a microphone, even if I don't hear his voice. In other words, even though if in other areas of halacha, I would need to hear his voice, but here, where you're just calling them out to join you in a Zimun, so that could be accomplished even with a microphone. And certain, yeah.
Does that mean that you're not doing this bracha then?
It's not a bracha that you need to be yotze. You need to have a call to someone to call you out to bench. Shema shamek rabu gudal geinim. That's his chab. Rav Moshe, Dalet Tzadi Aleph, is more nota anyway to be Makel some of the time that you're even Yotze. He's Makel for Megillah and Havdalah. He's Machmir for Shema and Birkas HaMazon. But maybe you could argue for Zimun, there'd be more room for leniency like Shevet HaLevi. All right, we have a lot more to do, but we have to stop here. Bezras Hashem, on Sunday, we will pick up. Where are you guys holding?